I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Song of the decade. Good morning, everyone.
The year is 2019, but not for long.
No, isn't it only like 2 more weeks left?
Yes, it's really soon.
I can't believe December is halfway over.
New year, new me. Not at all. Nope, never mind.
New year, same bitch.
New year, same problematic bitch. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Legends.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just waking up.
Yeah, yeah. Kyle, why don't you tell everybody about your night? Because your voice is about 4 octaves lower.
Is it really?
Yes.
Does it sound deeper?
You're serving Lindsay right now.
No. Oh, my God.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The mask jumped out.
Oh, my God. Finally. Speaking of mask, everyone keeps sending me a photo of
the football player.
The football player, Andy Dalton. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is so it's like funny because it's like
it's disrespectful. They're
it's
like
so like low-key homophobic, but like I don't care. Because it's like true. So it's fine. But literally everyone texts me, they're like, oh my God, this is you if you were mask. And I'm like, T.
I mean, honestly, it does look like you.
Yeah. And it's not the worst that I've heard. Someone came up to me. Were you with me when the guy came up to me on the subway and was like, yo, like, has anyone ever told you that you look like this football player named Andy Dalton? And then he's like going to his friends. He's like, doesn't he look like Andy Dalton? He just doesn't have any muscles.
No, I wasn't there for that.
And I was like, okay, work. Hot.
Sorry, you're skinny as a needle, though.
I know. Well, I was thinking if he's still employed or whatever, it's drafted next year. Is that the right word?
Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Next Halloween, I can be slutty, gay Andy Dalton and just wear like...
People won't know the difference.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And I'll just wear a Bengals or whatever they're called. Jaguars? Whatever it is. It's like a tiger outfit.
We'll do the research before Halloween to know what he plays and what he does. And mm-hmm. I think that's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah.
I've been sent
that
many
times.
Yes. So you did the skinny journey, now it's time to do the muscle journey. For
I'm not interested.
Andy Dalton.
But speaking of being skinny, I am a lightweight now.
Yes, you are.
So I feel like I've been hungover for 8 years. Drinks once. Whew, I am not my 21-year-old self anymore.
Mm-mm.
Used to be able to go back in Jersey. The girls listening know. I used to, give me a 12-pack of Corona Lights, girl, and I'm good. Nowadays, I have literally two Spike Seltzers, and I'm out.
Or White Claws.
Literally. I'm that dancing Denise Richards video that I always post.
Yeah, you texted me at 3 a.m. from Stonewall.
Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
That was fighting for gay rights, mm-hmm. and people were killed.
Gay rights. Nobody was killed.
Nobody was killed. Yeah, so Kyla is recovering right now.
Mm-hmm. Still. Probably as you're listening to this, I'm still dead.
That's actually probably true. That's great. The rest of the world has been awake and working and sharing their Spotify playlists. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the thing that we need to talk about.
Yeah. Spotify Wrapped, which I saw someone dragging it. Like, no one cares about your top played songs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I do.
Yeah, I feel like it's...
I think it's really interesting when I'm like, oh, wow, who is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no one else listens to Freaky by Trisha Paytas? That's sad.
I think people get mad when anybody participates in a group project of that kind. If there's a trending anything, eventually there's dissent, and then there's dissent about the dissent, and then it just descends.
Yeah.
But whatever, Spotify Wrapped has become like a thing.
I think it's... I love data.
I love, yeah. I mean, I love the look of data.
Or data, however you say it. Dina, Diana, data.
Love those data. Yes. Although mine is always going to be wrong. We'll get into that.
Oh, I know. I'm excited to see yours. I haven't.
I'm not.
I was, I just like tweeted the other night. I was like, that video of Kim Kardashian where she's like, pretty legendary, if you ask me. I was like, me looking over my list.
Flipping through the book of her looks.
Just it's so funny.
Most iconic.
Because she's so not excited when she's saying it.
Yeah, no. She's like, she learned from Paris.
Pretty legendary if you ask me.
Pretty legendary if you ask me. I love it. And this era will always have such a close place in my heart.
She still owes everything to Paris. Like that whole like monotone delivery.
Iconic.
Very, very Paris.
Yeah, me right now.
Very you.
Pretty hungover if you ask me. Love this era. I feel like we should discuss these lists.
We should. Never publicly, you know, this is more confidential than the, I was going to make a political reference and now I forgot the thing. What's not disclosed? What was under the black,
classified?
The classified part of the report?
Oh, redacted.
The redacted section of the Mueller report. There we go. Mm-hmm. This is our Mueller report.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm obstructing Camilla's sales. Obstruction of glory.
Obstruction of glory. Honestly, well, literally me in 2016. We'll get to that in a second. So if you didn't know, some of you use Apple Music and you know, wow, canceled.
Sorry, just got a tweet. Forgive me.
There's the thing called Spotify Wrapped, which gives you the data for your full year of listening and also the entire decade in this case.
Which, like, we didn't have Spotify
for
the entire decade, so, like, lies, but whatever.
So the funny thing is, like, everyone has, like, 2012 data that's, like, three spins of, like, super bass.
Yeah.
Your favorite song of the decade is. Yeah, no. And then there's one for Apple. I think Rewind is that one. Here's my thing. I use Spotify for my insomnia and anxiety and ambient needs, which is often. Mm-hmm. So there's even a year where my top song will get to that. It's inaccurate for me because I like constantly play these playlists.
Gotcha.
So it's like, oh, your top artist is like smooth listening sound, anti-anxiety, sleep no more. Yeah, that shit really bopped.
Wait, so do you use Apple Music then?
I use Apple Music. Well, no, I use both. But I'm just saying, like, what's happening is, like, I'm listening to the same Spotify playlists. And I think it's counting out how much I'm listening to, like, actual music during the day. Because I'll use those same playlists. And also, I bounce between Apple Music and the cloud. Because back in the day, we bought CDs and we put them on the cloud so that we have them on our Zune and then iPod and then whatever else.
Oh, I loved my iPod mini.
Exactly.
That little shit was so iconic.
So I still, like, a lot of the time just listen from my MP3 library.
Oh, wow.
I sound ancient right now. And then I'll play some on my vinyl and some on the gramophone. But I feel like it's not an accurate representation of what I listen to. It's half the time my top songs of the year are like songs that I put on repeat and then like muted my computer and walked away for a while. And then I'll find out it played 180 times.
Yeah. Fan sound.
Fan sound.
Pink yes. noise, 60 hertz. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So mine's always wrong and bad.
Well, can't wait to see what they are. Mine is completely accurate. Mm. And I feel like Spotify's better, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely.
It's just better with playlists.
There goes our Apple Music job application. Right.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Also, the design of the website and the Wrapped experience was very chic.
I would say it keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Because I was like, last year, like it, the look of it keeps mm-hmm. getting better.
I enjoyed the experience. And I was like, T, that was a classic. That was a classic. That was a classic. That was a classic.
I really like how they play your favorite songs as you're zooming through.
Mm-hmm. It's very... The seasonal ones. I was like, accurate.
Yep.
And I also loved that my results matched with exactly what I tell people.
Mm.
I was like, I said what I said. And the numbers and all the data, Dina, Diana, data, whatever, matches. So I was like, when I told you all to stream Glory and the numbers came back, I'm like, I was not lying.
You weren't lying. No. You have it evidence to back up your standum.
Yeah.
Me too. For certain. Well, let's get on with it.
Oh, God. So where are we even starting? Is it like well, our top artist?
So it starts with, it breaks down your seasons.
Oh, yeah. Mine was accurate.
Sure. So I don't know how much I should disclose.
Well, we start with winter, which is winter the first season? Like, do people consider winter to be the first season? I mean, I get it that it's like in January and February, but like,
I guess because it counted from December 6th of last year. So it started with winter, I guess. That must,
gotcha.
That
winter must Gordon,
be why, right? Yes.
Yeah. Well, what was your...
My winter song was Sweep a Psycho.
Okay.
Ava Max. Playlist was one called Silk Sheets on Spotify. Now, sometimes I put that in the background when I'm...
Silk Sheets.
You know what? I don't feel the need to explain myself any further, but that's the most popular one of winter.
Wow. Buck Wild, why don't you pick that chin up? Sexy's not working for you.
and perhaps most horrifyingly, the artist, which I don't quite know how it's possible, because I understand it for spring, but my artist was Taylor Swift.
Hmm. Wow.
But there's a reason for it that I get into in spring.
Someone was listening to 1989.
Yeah, I do like 1989 a lot. And the podcast was ours.
Brittany?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same for my podcast. And then my number one song was One Day's Up, 2 days Up,
oh my God.
3 days Up, Bop.
The taste.
Tits out and shaking. And my playlist was Transmission.
Oh,
which, like,
good. That's, you know, good. Yeah.
The jersey is there. You can take the boy out of jersey, but you cannot take the jersey out of the boy. Mm-hmm. And my number one artist was Britney.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Yeah, me too. She's great. Amazing.
Really great. Then we go into spring. At that point, I decide to stop listening to our podcast, and Race Chaser is my favorite podcast.
Oh.
My playlist is Silk Sheets.
What the hell?
Honestly, it's very good.
They're
highly recommend
get
it.
A ton of subscribers yeah, to yeah. their playlist this week.
It's a good one. Artist Madonna,
icon,
and the song, which I actually do like. The song, I don't understand why it's. Well, I'll get into it. It's a song by a Korean artist named Anda, and it's called "What You Waiting For," not to be confused with Gwen Stefani's song. It is a song that was originally for Blackpink, but they passed it on to her. And it's actually very, very good. And I listen to it clearly a lot. So that's
Wow.
Some K-pop.
Well, I too stopped listening to our podcast.
Yes, yes.
And mine was Recode Decode by Vox. Nice. You know, the tech, whatever, the nerd jumped in.
Yep.
And my playlist was Lo-Fi Beats, Bops. And my artist was Martin Garrix.
Okay.
And my song, again, for the spring, was One Day's Up, 2 Days Up.
That is so accurate. Because I remember you listening to that all the time.
All the time. I would post the Christina Marie Lucci gif.
Oh, yes.
On my Instagram story.
The tits shaking gif.
Yeah. That's the music video, basically, for me.
That's great. Now, we moved into the summer. I've fully quit our podcast and still listening to Race Chaser. My playlist is Bops on Bops from the playlist Deep Sleep.
You know, Brad likes to call himself a tastemaker. I
highly recommend that. It really goes off. There's one called Sleep. That's lightweight. Go for Deep Sleep. That's like much, much more. That'll get you into, you know, the REM state. My artist was Madonna, because at that point, that must have been Madam X had come out by then.
Yeah.
And then my song, which I'm very proud of, is Sweetie's My Type. That's my type. That's my type. If you heard it, you'd
probably.
Yeah. I could not get enough.
Well, my podcast for summer was the Britney one.
Oh.
Because this is when we were in like pre-planning of legends only.
Yep.
So I was going back and trying to listen and get re-inspired. And, you know, I think I was honestly just listening to the 2013 episode over and over again. Because it's so funny, if I do say so myself.
Available now.
Yes. Available still. And then my playlist was Dance Classics, which is so good.
Not everybody has those.
No, they don't. It's a good mix of like Jersey, but also like iconic dance tracks that like aren't super EDM. Mm. And then artist Kygo and song Higher Love.
Oh,
bang.
Good choices.
Mm-hmm. And that's, when I saw him at Pride.
Oh, wait. You saw that show at the
Javits Center. Iconic. Oh, my God. It was one of the best shows I've ever been to in my entire life. Ugh.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was. It was better than the time that we went.
Yeah.
Which was hard to beat.
I do remember that.
Oh, it was so good. He did it twice. Gay icon. He said gay rights, basically, at the end. And was like, I think you guys want to hear this song one more time. And I was like, ah! Yes!
Truly the king of gay EDM stands, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, actually, there were so many gays there.
That's good.
I'm like a circuit queen in disguise.
Is it disguise?
I don't wear...
That's true. You don't wear like pleur bracelets and like... Anyway.
Those like sheer tank tops.
Uh-huh. Right. That's not just yet. My wardrobe. But
get ready, summer 2020.
Right.
Here she comes.
So moving into fall of 2019, my top artist, to no one's surprise, is Lana Del Rey. This is Norman fucking Rockwell time. We're getting into seasonal depression.
You know, you can do light therapy for that.
You could do that. Or you could do my favorite playlist, Silk Sheets.
Oh, she's back.
She's back. I had a busy fall. I'm still listening to Race Chaser as we prepare for this podcast. And, oh God, my top song of fall was Post Malone's Circles, which is a beautiful song. I'm sorry. It is gorgeous and sad. And I'm canceled.
Wow. I feel like you
the
need,
look of disgust.
You need a party. Like, you need to throw a party that's called, like, Sad Silk Sheets.
Oh, that's my debut album.
Well, can't relate.
No.
My fall podcast was the Britney one again, which I honestly, it's not even that I listened to, because like I've heard every single episode at least 30 times each. I really think I stopped listening to podcasts because I was so focused on
what we were planning. Create,
right. I listened to Rachel Maddow, the show, on podcast, and that's really it. It's hard to, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever. And then number one artist of the fall, the Jonas Brothers, Happiness Begins. My playlist was on repeat, which is all of your songs that you've been listening to on repeat.
Oh, that's a good one. The concept of on repeat is basically...
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
So, yeah. And then my number one song is Don't Call Me Angel.
Oh, my God. I forgot you. Yes, you stand that.
Listen, I said what I said.
You did.
I did not tell a lie.
No, you didn't. Then we moved on to the number one artist of the year. For me, that was Madonna. It was a Madame X year for me, so I'm not really surprised.
Mine was Britney. Heard of her?
Unfamiliar.
And my number one song was Just Love Me from Glory.
Wow.
Still going strong.
Still going strong with Glory, like 2016 never left.
It was my number one, I think, in 2016, Just Love Me. And she's back.
Yeah.
37 hours listening to Britney in 2019.
Damn.
That's not that long.
I don't know that that's... Well, how does that compare to mine? Madonna says that I was listening to her for 28 hours, which I guess, yeah, it's not that long. I don't know. And yeah, my top song with her was Medellin. Yeah, I was just listening to Madame X. Those are pretty solid. Oh, and then we get to the top five of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is Madonna, then Lana Del Rey, then Kim Petras, which can't wait to be canceled for that, and then Kylie Minogue, and then Taylor Swift.
Wow.
The Taylor Swift comes in specifically between April and June as I listen to Reputation.
Someone's been walking down Cornelia Street a lot.
No, this is definitely no lover promo. This is purely 1989 and Reputation.
Which, you know, delicate.
Yeah.
I stan.
Yeah. I finally decided I liked Ready For It. And
oh, Ready For It's so good.
Mm-hmm. And
the video.
What's the other one where she's like angry? It's like
Bad Reputation.
No, it's I mean, the whole album's kind of angry, so I guess it all is. But you know, I just really sat in my feelings with Taylor Swift, for better or worse. So
it really does sum up your year, though.
It really does.
Sad Reputation. Sorry, it's so bad.
Sad Silk Sheets. Big Reputation.
And mine is just like fucking Glory. So it's like
Glory, you know, and EDM.
True to ourselves.
It is.
My top five were Britney, the Jonas Brothers, Kygo, Kim Petras, and Cascade.
Iconic.
And Kim Petras is basically there just because of One Day's Up.
One Day's, it's true.
And Boo Bitch.
Yeah. Yep. Then it tells you artists around the world, which is like whatever. Lets you know that artists are like global.
All around the world.
All around the world. Pretty girls. Then, my favorite slide, you were genre fluid, which is like Spotify attempting to be putting a pun on gender fluid.
Yeah, I didn't.
And also, every gay's genre fluid page was just like pop, Euro pop, synth pop,
yeah,
sad pop.
Queen of pop.
Queen of pop. Yeah, mine were like chill hop, dance pop, electro pop, pop, and then alternative R&B.
Oh.
Just a little something more urban.
I wish yours said like sad. Sad sings.
Sad gay.
Right? Mine was overwhelmingly EDM.
Yes.
Pop, progressive house, lo-fi beats, and dance pop.
That makes sense.
I should honestly become a circuit queen in 2020. Get
you
ready.
You really should.
Should I just do it for 1 year?
I think you're ready for the evolution.
I don't do drugs, but...
But I can if you'd like.
I would just go with the... I'm going to start stunting in 2020. Y'all are going to have no idea and unfollow me. I want to show my tits next summer.
Oh my God, I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm. We'll find something to do.
Asbury.
Yeah.
And a return to Atlantic City. I'm ready for that.
Said no one ever. Although I would go to one of those like poolside parties.
Right? I mean, Paris does those poolside parties, so.
Oh my God.
I would go for that.
I would get sunburned for Paris Hilton.
Now, I believe at this point it shows you your top songs, which... Some of them are true. Some of them I just had on repeat while I was writing about them. So it's not actually, I don't think that true, but whatever. Anyway, my number one song is What You Waiting For by Onda, which was that K-pop song. I don't remember listening to it that much, but it's possible. Next is Over You by Jake Germain, who I wrote about at like towards the beginning of the year. I remember I listened to that on repeat when I was writing about it, and I listened to it a lot that week. I'm thinking I don't really listen to songs all the way through that much. I don't know if that's what makes it count as a play, or if you have to make like half of it or 3/4.
Right.
Because I listen to albums and songs, I think, a lot more than these songs, which is what confuses me. But these are fairly short songs that I feel like I maybe got through their entirety, whereas I skip around all the time. So I don't know. I don't feel like... Anyway, number three, this is probably true, is Butterfly by Luna, Stan Luna. They're a K-pop group. They released a wonderful song called Butterfly. That's that on that. Then My Type by Saweetie, which I have no regrets about. And then... Sweet But Psycho by Ava Max.
Okay.
I just, like, for all the songs that I write about and talk about, like, it's weird because I feel like I'm listening to those songs, so I'm not sure why they're not showing up. However,
you're using Apple Music.
I am using Apple Music a lot. But also, they're all in my, like, top songs full playlist that they come up with at the end.
Gotcha.
I just feel like I'm maybe not listening all the way through or something, or... But data is data, so that's my faves of the year.
Well...
Is yours Just Love Me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's actually even in my top 50. Oh, no, it is. Just kidding. There it is. It's like number 15. Iconic. So my top songs are Jonas Brothers' Don't Throw It Away, which I stand by. Mm-hmm. That song has been my anthem all year. If you've seen my Instagram story about it... Then Don't Call Me Angel, iconic. Higher Love, One Day's Up, On a Roll by Ashley O, Carry On, Kygo and Rita Ora, Don't Call Me Up by Mabel.
This is more than five.
Oh. Doesn't it give you 10?
Oh, I mean, it gives you a whole playlist of
oops.
Them.
Oh, oops. Yeah, I literally, sorry, I was just.
You just went off.
I literally would have just kept going for like all 100. You would.
Well, those Should are I? All very good selections. So, number 70.
Number 84. Yeah, that's Ashley O, not even a real artist. She's right. My number five.
I mean, that was one of the best pop singles of the year for sure. We love a fictional pop queen.
We better get used to them. I feel like.
They're at their best when they're pretending to be pop stars.
I can't wait for the first holographic queen of pop. There is one, isn't there?
Yes. Hatsune Miku. She's a Japanese queen of pop. She is also not real.
And DJ Sona from League of Legends.
Yes, that's true. Oh, and then we go into the decades. Or the decade, right? Is that what yours is for next? Okay. Mine starts at 2011. Does yours start there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though it says that I started being premium in 2013.
Oh, me too. Yeah, mine's premium is later. But starting in 2011, I'm actually into both of these. My top song was In the Air with Angela McCluskey, the Morgan Page song with Sultan and Ed Sheppard and BT. I'm feeling it. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
And then my top artist was Sade.
For the entire decade?
For 2011.
Oh, wow. Fake fan. Someone
wasn't listening to Femme Fatale.
Because that's what mine is.
I think it's because it leaked 3 weeks early, so I was listening to the hard copy as an illegal fake fan.
Wow, so for 10 years, you've been not giving her any streams on Femme Fatale.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well,
everyone knows who to blame now.
Yep, we sure do.
My number one's, it's Britney and Till the World Ends.
Which, yeah, that checks out.
It's, it's one of the best. It's top five for me, I would say. Of all Britney songs ever.
Damn.
But that's a different argument for a different day. Different one podcast. Day we'll have it.
Yep.
Different podcast too.
2012 is my proudest offering. My top song of the year is Your Body by Christina Aguilera.
Oh my God, me too. Yes. Justice for Lotus.
Justice for Lotus.
Ugh. But like actually Justice for Lotus.
Very excited about that selection. I do not understand this. I love her, but I don't understand what happened. I think I put it on repeat. Top artist is Kate Havnevik. She's She was like in that Imogen Heap world and Royksopp and that whole world. And she had an album out around that time. But I definitely listened to like Lotus and things way more. So I'm unclear about that.
Hmm.
I don't understand my data that well.
Yeah, you need to narrow your app usage.
I do, actually. Yeah, I just like throw everything on there.
My top song was also Your Body, and artist was Britney. So
wow.
One would say that I'm a fan.
One would say you're a fan. 2013, my top song was the iconic What About Us by The Saturdays, and my top artist finally was Britney during Britney Jean.
During Britney Jean of all eras to actually
finally streaming.
Yeah. The alien glitch.
Yeah, that's probably why alone. I was probably listening to Passenger being like, which part is this?
Literally.
Yeah.
Ugh, what a tragic single that could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my top artist that year was also Britney.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And get used to that because it's literally every single year. And my top song of 2013 is Good Time by Paris Hilton.
Honestly, that should be mine.
It's so good.
It is a good time.
It's a good time.
It really is.
Oh, I love it.
2014 is a total wash for me. I accidentally left on Jhené Aiko's Bed Piece, the song for, I guess, a full day, because that's the top song. I couldn't tell you. That is not my favorite song of the year by far. It just is on Spotify. And my top artist is a Japanese ambient musician named not Kaigo, but Kaito.
Oh.
I sleep to his music a lot. So he really goes off.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 7 hours of streaming a day.
Exactly. So it's like I fuck up all my data. So thanks, Spotify. I think I should just like listen not on Spotify if I want an accurate reading moving forward.
But like...
Or shut off. You can shut off like... No, you can only shut off if people see you listening to it. But it'll still track right. What you're doing.
They should make profiles or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Because it is true. Like if you want to listen to...
Or I'll just do it on Apple Music where I'm not judged.
Wrapped in judgment. So for 2014, my top artist is Britney Spears, and my top song is Come Alive by Paris Hilton.
There's a theme. There's a connection there.
Which is what? I was going
to... just legends.
Oh, I was going to say...
same with mine. But...
White women with blonde hair pretending to be Britney Spears. It's literally like...
There's the theme.
Brand.
Yep.
I love that video.
Yes, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. The single cover's tragic, but, you know, we don't need to talk about it.
No. Yeah. She'll contact you for the next one.
I wish.
2015. Favorite or top artist, Madonna. That was for Rebel Heart, so that checks out. And then top song, I don't regret, Where Are You Now with Justin Bieber, Major Lazer. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I like the whole Jack U album. I'm not mad at all. This was before... This was like the exciting time when Justin Bieber was like making music that changed the sound of radio, and now everything sounds like that. Well, did sound like that. Anyway.
True. That is a good song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to erase this from my results.
Now you know how I feel.
But you know what? It is what it is, and it's accurate. For 2015, my top artist is Britney Spears, and my top song is Pretty Girls.
I think that's very true to who you are.
You know, I dragged this video. There is video proof on my YouTube channel. I dragged this video. But let me tell you, I loved this song.
You sure did. All around the world. You listened to this song.
It's not that bad.
No.
It was just tragic from the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Justice for Pretty Girls.
Mm.
Kind of. Moving on.
Yeah, please.
This was also a wash, although, I don't know. Well.
What is it? It can't be any more embarrassing than mine.
Oh, trust me. Well, not the artist. It should be Britney because I absolutely did listen to Glory the most, but it's Banks. Banks had an album out. I'm assuming I reviewed the album and just had it on repeat for so long that that's why the data worked out that way. Because Glory was all I talked about that year, so... It's not like I didn't listen to it. I'm very confused by that, but it might have been Apple Music. It might have been whatever. My number one song was a song called Nighthawk Soars by Joseph Firecrow, a late Cheyenne flutist. a Grammy-nominated flutist who must have appeared on a Sleep playlist that kicked off the playlist because I really ran that banger into the ground that year. And when you listen to it, I hope you need to insert like 5 seconds of it, because it's when I was like, what is this? And I went to check. It's just a person playing a flute.
Wow, basically criminal.
Yeah. So, and also the artwork is just...
Oh, I love
a sunset and a font, and a bad font.
Graphic design is my passion. Yes. Basically,
is a
I
very
love
that.
A Sleep playlist cover art.
Oh, it's so
it's
good.
It's like a papyrus
yes.
on a iPhone sunset photo.
That is exactly what this was.
Wow. Well, mine's not embarrassing like that.
Nope.
Top artist, Britney, and top song of 2016 is You Ain't Gotta Go to Work.
Oh my God.
Work
really?
From Home by Fifth Harmony.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give that to Normani.
Justice for, I mean, I said it then.
Yeah.
Back in the day, before I got a copyright strike for reviewing the video on YouTube,
yes,
which
you
was
did.
Bullshit.
Mm hmm.
I said back then that Normani was a star, and I was right. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not the only one who said it.
No.
It's not like I'm taking credit for that, but like...
You discovered Normani while she was in a very famous girl group.
Yeah.
Good choices.
Mm-hmm.
2017. I left this song on repeat. I do like it, but it's Cassie's Love a Loser. That's when Cassie had a very silent comeback. It's still silent.
Well, not silent for you. Not silent
Not
anymore.
Not for me. It's meant to be a day of rest, but... And my top artist is renowned electronic ambient artist Brian Eno, who released classic albums like Music for Airports.
What? You know, airports need music too.
That one is probably definitely true. I like listened to those ambient albums a lot. So, you know what? This is like a dark place for me.
But see, if I listened to those things on Spotify, my results would probably be the same. But yeah. I do it on YouTube. So I listen to like
That's okay.
10 hours of Rain on a Car.
10 hours of Miss Juicy.
Right? Like ASMR sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Fire
yeah.
crackling.
And I listen to those on Spotify, so that's why.
Gotcha. Well, my 2017 was pretty legendary. Top song, Freaky by Trisha Paytas.
Wow.
And top artist, Britney Spears.
Solid.
Again, white women who are Britney clones.
Either are Britney or are Britney clones.
Yeah.
2018, for some reason, I decided to get it together. My top artist was Britney. And my top song, I kind of stand by this, is Clean Bandits Solo with Demi Lovato.
Okay.
I like that song. It's a good, that's definitely like underrated, I think.
Yeah.
Because she was MIA at that time.
Yeah, she was having personal struggles.
She was. So it was poor timing. I actually think it would be a much bigger hit. It was already a hit, but.
Well, for 2018, you know, this is accurate, but it is random. So top artist, Britney Spears, again. And my top song of 2018 was I'll Do It by Heidi Montag. And I saw that and I was like, you know, it's true.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I was so into that song.
Mm-hmm.
Like it had a resurgence.
Yeah.
I don't know. It probably got on one of my playlists or something. And I just...
I still listen to it all the time.
It's so good.
It really is.
Bitch, I'll do this. Come eat my panties off of me. It's so good. But it's, again, it's like a Britney song.
Yeah. No, there's a theme in your data.
Yeah. My,
are you Britney? Yes, no. Are you are someone you who's enough? Trying to be Britney? Yes.
Yes. Could this be a Britney demo yeah, that exactly. she was just uninterested in recording? Yes.
Exactly.
Like, but like, actually, though, Freaky could have been Britney. Come Alive could have been Britney.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. You know, the taste.
The taste jumped out yet again. And that brings us to 2019. We already discussed Mine Was Madonna and the K-pop song by Onda. Now, here's where it gets weird for me. My artist of the decade, which I'm fine with, is Madonna. But we just went through all the artists. I think I said Madonna twice. I said Britney twice. I said various ambient artists. I'm confused how Madonna made it, but I'm not mad. Because it's like,
probably overall
yeah.
songs played.
I'm shocked that it's not Britney, but I, to be fair, this was getting into, there were three Madonna albums, so it kind of checks out.
Well, also, if you're buying the album on iTunes, it wouldn't...
That's true.
It would count once, and then...
Yeah, like every Britney purchase was like, I had the CD, I had it, the hard copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I buy everyone on iTunes, but then I don't listen to any, like, the albums that I've bought on iTunes, I don't listen to. I just do it to be a supportive fan, but I just listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah. Now I do. Yeah. What was your artist of the decade?
Oh, Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that brought us to...
2 decades.
Yeah.
Don't have that data, but I'm just pretty sure it's...
be pretty sure yeah. on that one. And then it also tells you your decade stats. My top was Madonna, followed by Britney. So it was close. Then Lana, no surprise, seasonal depression. Then Mariah, the taste really jumped out. And then, surprisingly, The Weeknd, who doesn't show up on anywhere else. And I do listen to The Weeknd, but like, how does... That's why I'm confused sometimes. Because like, wouldn't he show up somewhere? I like The Weeknd, but I'm surprised.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised by mine. And I don't think you will be either. My top artists of the past decade are Britney Spears, Kygo, Ellie Goulding, Hilary Duff, and Cascade.
Wow.
Solid.
A solid set.
You know, when we started this podcast called Legends Only.
that is exactly that what you just that. Listed off.
Would anyone like an EDM deep dive? if you would like Brad to stay home... I can do a deep dive.
I listen to it, but apparently it does not show.
I know. I drag you to like the concerts because no one will go with me.
I know.
And then, do we do top songs yet?
No, not yet. And this is absolutely my worst. I mean, it's not worst. It just doesn't make any sense.
Does it?
Does it? My top song of the decade is Nighthawk Source by Joseph. What's his name? The late Cheyenne flutist.
Wow. Now I know why you didn't share your stuff on Instagram.
It's horrible. Followed by I Do Stand This Song. Three Strikes by Terror Jr., ooh, who everyone thought that was Kylie Jenner. Many, many a lonely nights walking around the city listening to that song.
So good. I put that on so many playlists for parties and stuff, and people love it.
Yeah. Truly a good song. Then Solo featuring Demi.
Hmm.
Then Love a Loser, Cassie, and then Onda's What You Waiting For. I don't understand. Maybe I'm just not listening to songs in full or something, because those are all like songs that just came out.
Well, I think you've found a resolution for 2020.
Listen to music.
Yeah, stop having anxiety and... I'm kidding.
It's true.
Well...
I need to hear these songs.
My top songs... of the decade, the number one song, actually, no, I'm going to go in backwards order to make it more dramatic.
Yeah, do it.
So the number five song is Come Alive by Paris Hilton.
Perfect.
Then we have Work Bitch by Britney Spears. Mm. Good Time by Paris Hilton. Then the runner up for the decade is Freaky by Trisha Paytas, which the amount of times I've gotten this song to play in public places alone is enough to make it my second most played ever. I get it played pretty much everywhere that I go. Somehow I manage.
Yep.
And my number one song of the decade and one of the best ever is Scream and Shout.
Oh, that is very, very true to you.
I'm gonna turn it up.
Truly your song.
Mm-hmm. Jersey and Britney combined in one song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, our lists really say so much about ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I should definitely look at my Apple Music stats one and also listen to Spotify just for music and not for my anti-anxiety needs.
There's a really good guided meditation channel on YouTube by Michael Seeley.
Oh.
Love. Okay. Not sponsored, but...
Yet.
Yeah, it's like hour-long guided meditations. They'll knock me out in like 15 minutes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So... There's that.
So that's what science tells us is our favorite songs. But now I've been giving it a lot of thought. I don't know if you have. About everyone's also doing their lists of the best songs of the decade.
Oh, that's so many years to think about.
It is, specifically 10 years or 9 years, actually, because we don't count 2020. Unless we're doing, are we doing 2009 to 19?
Oh, right.
That got everyone a little confused.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Wait.
That's why everyone's 10-year challenge was 09 to 19.
So you count 2010, too. Like, that counts as part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I'm literally... no one saw that, luckily.
Thank God there no one saw that counting on the fingers.
I was just staring at my hands and counting to 10. Oh, my God.
1 day's up. 2 days.
Oh, my God. Wait, speaking of... fingers and hands. One of my favorite quote. This is totally random and has absolutely nothing to do with this conversation.
Perfect.
At all. Uh-huh. But one time, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to expose anyone.
Yeah.
But I was in a Fire Island house and there was a fight happening outside of my dorm. Mm-hmm. And the one guy was like, "Don't point your finger in my face," or whatever. And he was like, "I'll point all 10 fucking fingers in your face if I want to." So that's... Yeah.
I would love to see how that looks. Just.
Oh, like literally. And I was sitting there in my room, just notes apping all of the quotes that they were screaming at each other. Like one of them was like, "You may be a school teacher, but I'm not one of your students. You will not talk down to me like that." And then he was like, "Don't point your fucking finger at my face."
Oh my God. Just writing down all these future housewives taglines.
Literally. I'm like,
they say I'm a school teacher.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, she got her right there." Yeah. Hiding in my room.
Oh my God.
Anyway, just a random side note.
Yeah, no.
Memories of the decade.
So many memories.
My God, I smashed my head this decade. Wait, sorry, I took this completely.
You keep going to Fire Island specifically.
Oh, I went a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just completely derailed this conversation. What were we talking about?
The decade and songs of that decade. I personally have maybe, there's a million songs, yes. I think I have 3 songs that I've kind of narrowed down as like defining the decade for me. And kind of like, yeah, I don't know. So, should I tell you them?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. That's why I'm... Are you thinking of some?
No, not yet. I'll improv it.
It'll come to mind. Okay.
It'll come from the heart.
So, so I feel like the one that sort of describes pop music, especially the early 10s, the most, is Katy Perry's Teenage Dream.
Ugh, I feel the like song or the album?
Well, both, but the song. Specifically the song.
Oh my God, I love that song.
I think that is just the epitome of 2010's pop and that era. The like unstoppable Katy, Kesha, Rihanna, Britney, Gaga, Beyonce, like all the girls. Like I feel like that kind of, that comes to mind. Teenage Dream is like that song. And it's a perfect pop song.
It's so good.
It's so good.
That was my first ever interview that I had to do when I was at MTV was with... Bonnie McKee.
Oh, yeah.
And I got her to talk about that.
Oh, that's amazing.
We had like a really good chat about it.
Yeah, I just feel like it totally embodied everything of that era, that sound, that just, yeah. So I would say that's like kind of that era. And then I would say this is the song that has only grown more like beloved over the years is Robin's Dancing on My Own.
Mm.
I feel like it had its gay moment in 2010 when only the cool gays knew about it. And then it had a girls moment. It was featured in the show. And then that became like hipster famous. And then it became basic local famous because I think his name is like Caleb McScott or something covered it. And then it became like a number one hit because a dude covered it, obviously. And that was recent. And so now I feel like that song is like, has well had known. Its full journey, is well known, is a hit that will last for the years. And is like the classic crying at the disco song, which also describes my early 20s. So that is
crying at the Ritz.
Yes. And then perhaps unmistakably, the number one song for me that perfectly describes my 2010s experience is Sky Ferreira's Everything is Embarrassing.
She's got a point. Ahead of her time.
Sky is like one of my favorite artists, even though she releases once every 10 years. And that song specifically, not only do I love it, but I just feel like it embodies that sort of like world-weary, sort of just tired of life feeling of the era as it came to an end. And truly everything has been embarrassing for everybody. And I don't think there's a better message than that. So,
wow.
Yeah, everything is embarrassing. And I actually saw it did crop up on some lists in the top 10 songs.
What year did that come out?
2012, I want to say.
12. I feel like the sound of that song is very now.
Yeah, totally.
Like slow.
Slow, mournful.
Moody.
Mm-hmm. She was really ahead of her time with Dev Hynes. So those are songs that I think come to mind for me.
Wow. Well, I didn't think about this yet.
I loved putting you on the spot.
So I have to improv here, and mm-hmm. I have to try and be taken seriously.
No, you don't. You can do like your yeah, songs.
If you made it this far into the podcast, you're not looking to me for. But okay. So is it like best songs or like the songs that stand out to me the most?
Just like when you think of the 2010s, like for me, when I think of the 2010s, I think of the Robin song. I think of Teenage Dream. I think, you know, like those songs like pop out to me as like so many memories. Like I do remember being at the Ritz and crying like with.
To what song?
Every song. But like.
I never saw you cry at the Ritz.
Oh, I absolutely cried at the Ritz because a boy told me he'd just like to be friends while we were like dancing. That was enough for me.
What song was playing? Do you remember?
Oh my God. I feel like what was always playing? It was a Nicki song that was always playing. It was probably Super Bass. Or I don't remember the song at that exact moment, but it was a very dancing on my own moment.
Interesting. I have a very vivid memory at the Ritz, the second floor.
It was on the second floor.
It was like 8 million degrees hot, mm-hmm. and it was literally foggy and sweaty and Till the World Ends came on, and I was like, oh my God, I'm in the video. I'm sweating.
Oh, was I there with you?
I think so.
Someone we know licked my ear during that. They were drunk.
Oh.
You know what? We've had different Ritz experiences.
Oh my God, tell me off the record when this is done recording. I want to know who it was.
It was right after the Femme Fatale tour.
Yeah.
They had come straight from the tour.
Wow. Someone's shaking listening Someone to this right shaking. Now. I can't wait to find out who it is.
Exposed.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Well, for the decade, I feel like I'm going to, speaking of Femme Fatale, I am going to say, Hold It Against Me. Mm-hmm. I mean, Till the World Ends, amazing. But yeah. I feel like Hold It Against Me kind of changed the sound of pop music a little bit.
It did.
And it was a crossover that I loved, obviously, because it was dance break, like mm-hmm. the dub sound. And then obviously that has become way more mainstream now. So I would say Hold It Against Me.
For
and
sure.
Also, I'm going to shout out, this isn't a song, but Loud by Rihanna.
Okay.
I feel like.
That whole era.
That whole era. Only Girl in the World. Again, with like the dance pop.
Totally.
And then who else do I want to say? God, 10 years is so long.
Yeah. And I feel like my picks are like pretty much early 10s. There's more for the late 10s, but. I mean, I feel like you have to have Scream and Shout in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's also, I feel like this is also the era where EDM kind of went mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So like Avicii is up there for me as well.
Yeah, Levels, probably.
And then Kygo with like the Tropical House. I don't know.
Yeah.
Changing sounds.
Changing seasons. Changing mm-hmm. sounds. Except for the Silk Sheets playlist, which is universal.
But I loved that. That's true. We really started out with like dance pop and look at where we are now.
Look where we've ended up.
Literally. Sad.
Well, there's.
For now.
The pendulum always swings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the 90s, there was like grunge and rock. And then it moved early 2000s, became R&B and hip hop. Like it's always going to be. There's so many genres all the time. But like the mood always changes. What's hot on the radio will always change. If the radio is still around,
that's
just
true.
Spotify, New Music Friday playlist.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, we'll see as things evolve.
Have you done your best of the decade? Are you doing a best of the decade write up or anything?
I don't think so, because I think that's too much pressure.
Yeah.
Also, every time I've looked at one of the lists, I've been like, oh, there's so much other things I could say.
Yeah. I mean, it's Loud, Femme Fatale, Glory.
That's it. And
Lotus.
Bionic. I think Bionic makes the cut.
It does. 10 years of Bionic coming in June.
I mean, exactly.
Mark your calendars now.
Song of the Decade, Express. Done. End list.
Which you can watch now on Netflix.
You can.
Not sponsored.
And perhaps we'll have to watch it.
Oh, maybe I'll do it later, actually.
Sounds like a good idea.
I also want to watch Hustlers.
Very similar themes there.
Yeah, I mean, my brand.
Yes.
Oh my God, if you guys saw me at the strip club in Boston, you would have lived. That's all I'll say. Again, not has nothing to do with this podcast.
No, but it also everything has to do with this podcast.
And that is life.
And that is life, yes. So I guess that wraps up our Spotify Wrapped conversation.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Why don't you tell us? Yeah, screenshot all your like lists and send to us. We want to see what you, the listeners, have been listening to all year and all decade. And let me know if you too have skewed results because you also listen to ambient playlists at night.
One of my coworkers got hacked. Their Spotify got hacked. I heard
there's stories about that.
And so their number one playlist was like some random dude.
Interesting.
And I was like, oh, he probably hacked your account and just played himself.
Maybe.
Like,
I want like creative ones. I want somebody to like be a music connoisseur and they log in and it's like, and your number one song of the decade, Peppa Pig.
Justice for Bing Bong Zoo. Oh, and shout out to everyone who had It's Britney Bitch and this podcast on their top played podcast.
That really
I was shook.
That really made our day / night / days again, because we got so many tweets and Instagram stories tagging us in, that you were listening to us for hundreds of hours,
mm-hmm.
which was very flattering. And we really appreciate that. That was really cool. Really cool and interesting to see. Really cool and different. No, I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be providing you with hours more content for you to have your Spotify Wrapped 2020 accurately represent your data next year.
Starting next year.
Starting next year.
And thank you to everyone. Again, we want to give a shout out to our supporters on Patreon.
Our lovely Legends Only fans.
I know. I wish we could do it on OnlyFans so that we could joke that it was our Legends OnlyFans, but then everyone would think we were like doing porn.
They would definitely think I am. So,
well, I mean,
we're one step in there, but for now, all we have is a Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
But we really appreciate it. We're very humbled by the amount of supporters already. And if you'd like to join and you'll get exclusive episodes and listening parties and things that are coming in the future, you could head to patreon.com/legendsonly.
And we want to know, what do you want us to do next?
Like, do you want us to do a deep dive into an album, into a movie, into a genre?
Because we just did a listening party.
We did.
Didn't know how it was going to go over. But the girls seemed to really love it.
They sure did.
We did a listening party of Santa Claus Lane.
Yeah, if you haven't listened, go ahead. If you'd like to contribute to Patreon, it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get an exclusive stream of all the Patreon episodes right there.
Yep. So tweet us at Legends Only Pod what you want us to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to make it as ridiculous as you would like.
That's true.
Because I will appreciate it.
We don't know. The taste jumps out and the bar is low.
Yep.
Great. Yeah. So as the year is winding down, this is just another reminder to stream All I Want for Christmas Is You and give Mariah her number one before the end of the year, for the love of God.
Now, is she trying to go number one on the Billboard charts?
Yeah, she's number 18 right now.
Oh, I was going to say, this is, I was getting nervous.
This is crunch time.
I was like, it's almost over.
She has to hit it pretty much like
next week
or the week. Yeah, she's got like 3 weeks, I think, total. And so she's putting out all the stops. She's got a Christmas special coming out. She has a special edition of the album coming. She's doing all this behind the scenes footage. She's really making it work. Oh, sorry, what were you saying? I hear something.
Does this count yet? Do I have to fast forward?
Copyright. Does this count as a stream?
Does that count if I do that?
Wow, just are we giving her streams right now?
I don't know. I hope. I'm just going to keep going to the end and letting it loop. One stream, two, three, four. Oh, it's number 17 now.
You're welcome, Mariah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I know. It's almost the holidays, and it's almost New Year's. I want to go see Cascade for New Year's, so everyone tweet Brad and tell him that he should go with me. Are you working on any New Year's resolutions yet?
Yes. I don't know if I want to spoil them yet.
I know. When is New Year's? What day?
January 1st. Well,
I guess I meant what day of the week is it? Oh, that's... it's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Well, New Year's resolution episode coming soon.
Coming soon. 1 hour of T. Kyle and I making promises to ourselves we'll never keep.
That's not true.
Yeah, no, I'll actually stick to mine. Well, until we get to that.
Do we want to talk about Justin Timberlake?
Do we?
Do we think the girls want to know what our opinion? I mean, my opinion is short and sweet.
Sure. This podcast is called Legends Only.
Got it.
Unfortunately, so. We have to sometimes talk about legend adjacent people.
Oh.
Previous
those
exes
associated of legends. With legends.
Yeah, certain ex of a living legend made headlines twice now. Once for doing the deed and twice for owning up to the deed. We're talking, of course, about Justin Timberlake. Why don't you tell the girls what happened? Or you don't remember. I can wrap it up.
It was just a week ago. I'm like, not that dumb. Basically, he was on set filming a movie. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's an actor now. So
didn't know she could act. I thought she was a singer.
Apparently, he's that, too. And had one too many to drink, which
one day it's up.
I can't comment on that because same.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not a married man. And he put his hand on...
Yeah, co-star Alicia Wainwright's knee. And then they sort of like, they're holding hands in the pictures.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when the pictures came out, a lot of fans, JT fans, were like, he's filming a movie, it's for a scene. And then they found out it was absolutely not for a scene. They were just hanging out, like having drinks after the shoot. And then it was like, oop.
And he wasn't wearing his ring, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Which, not that I'm trying to like defend, but like he could have had his ring off because he was filming.
Yeah, like I don't really know. Guys with their ring. Not that I...
It just wasn't a good look.
Was not a good look. And it was certainly a look that was all over the internet. However, mm-hmm. 2 weeks went by and I would say it went out of the news cycle.
It
and
did, completely.
Honestly, he could have gotten away with not saying anything because... There was enough like vague speculation that it might have been a shoot of some kind that we weren't sure about. And also that it just wasn't that scandalous and Jessica Biel wasn't saying anything, his wife. But nope, we decided to do the Celebrity Notes app.
Now, let me just say something about notes apps. I don't understand why anyone who puts out a statement on notes app has errors in it.
The squiggly red line is right there.
Why are there extra spaces? Why are things spelled wrong? Mm-hmm. Why is the squiggly red line there?
Are you trying How to make long? It relatable and personal? I don't know. It's not like it didn't go by the publicist. And if it didn't, like, RIP to the publicist who has to deal with it. I'm of two minds about it because I'm like, well, you did own up to it. So that's good. But also, as a lot of Britney fans have been saying, cry me a river.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around.
That's all I was gonna say. What goes around comes back around.
You know, we'll never know the full details unless I guess they both. Well, actually, he does have a book coming out.
Oh, so she's an actor and an author now.
She's now an author, and we do need that big mysterious book from Britney one day. But we'll never truly know the series of events with around Cry Me a River and Every Time. We know that there was some sort of infidelity. It's like speculated that it could have been both of them, that maybe he did also or before her, or anyway, this happened once in history and he called Britney out with Cry Me a River. And now here we are in 2019.
Well,
you know,
karma's a bitch, so I don't have to be one. Well, I am one.
It's but true.
So is karma.
True. Yeah. Nobody's perfect. And maybe,
Bob.
That's true, too. I'm not judging because I also didn't put out a song criticizing somebody for the same thing that I went on to do.
Right.
I think that's probably the bigger thing is like you made that part of your career story. And now.
Right. Like you tore someone down and painted them as a cheater.
Right.
And then. And I oop.
And I oop. Exactly. Somebody ooped. So.
Well, you know what? There's this legend known as Janet Jackson who's thriving these days.
That's
so,
true. I would say an apology tour is perhaps needed after this to at least now three women. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, the women are thriving.
Yeah. That's true.
So.
They're doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well. So, yeah, that would say was like the biggest news item of the week, actually, aside from Jason Derulo's penis. But
oh, yeah, I saw that you tweet about that, and I was like, what? Yeah.
It's just funny because it's in the middle of Cats promo, this like G-rated nonsense.
Oh, that's right. He's in it.
Yeah.
Well, in it, like CGI'd into it.
Yeah. And it's just funny.
Did you see that TikTok or that whatever of the cat that actually looks like a human cat?
Who said in like a southern accent, he was like, well, hello.
No, like it's just someone holding their cat and it looks like a fucking human.
No, that would terrify me.
I saw it on Twitter somewhere and I was like, it's a real cat.
Well, it's a real penis as he is telling everybody. We're happy for him.
Good for you. Yeah.
It's the most press he's ever gotten.
That's true.
That's what it is.
Well, anyway, this is a place for legends. Okay.
Yeah, there's too much talk of men. It's getting me uncomfortable.
Yeah, same. In 2020, things we're not going to do.
Things we're not going to do. Discuss men.
Discuss men.
We talk about legends. Men are not in that category.
Except the Jonas Brothers. And
right, exactly.
Kygo and Cascade.
That's right. Glad we clarified. You know, I think that's a good wrap up of the week.
Mm-hmm. Stream All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Mm-hmm.
And bundle up.
Yeah, it's getting cold out there, kids. And
start writing your letters to Santa. Get them in the mail. Send them off to the North Pole.
Hillary Duff will receive them at Santa Claus Lane.
What are you asking for Christmas? Oh, wait. You're.
Yeah, but I still celebrate it.
Oh. Wow. Greetings.
My family thought that it was really fucked up that Jewish kids don't get to have Christmas, which I agree with. It's fucked up. And it's not religious anymore. It's just gifts. So, yeah, we did both. But anyway, I just asked for the cologne I like. And I want those new AirPods.
Wow.
Yeah. And world peace.
Your journey into looking like a total tool is almost complete.
Thanks.
Is there anything, like, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, those dudes, like, white dudes that walk around with their little fucking AirPods hanging out. And I'm like, I'm trying to talk to you. Like, can you take your stupid little fucking chiclet ears out?
I don't know what that's like. But it sounds really irritating.
It's like, it's just so weird. Because I'm like, I don't even know. It's like, can
have you
hear
tried
me?
Them yet?
No.
Oh, game changer. I thought they were so stupid.
I like my headphones.
It blocks out the world, but it's like so much. It's no weight. Like, you don't feel it. It's very misleading, though. Like, you'll forget to take them out because it's.
Oh,
like,
so that's why people keep them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like walking around my apartment in them and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Like, if I go up and a cashier has them in, I'm like, do I say, like, can you hear me? Are
you
listening?
Yeah. Well, maybe this will be part of your journey in 2020 as well.
Maybe. If they make them matte black.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they have colors yet.
Which is like, I don't.
We'll see.
Anyway, I'm not on the marketing team at Apple. Not sponsored by AirPods.
Not yet.
All right, everyone. That is all for this week of Legends Only.
Until next time.
We will
see you soon.
That happened this decade, too.
Oh, it did.
Moment of the decade.
Oh, my God.
She performed for the first time ever.
For the first time ever at the historic Custer District.
Wow. What a fucking era that was.
What a time to be alive. Is it?
Honestly, no. I'm hungover. I want to die.
Yeah, you are.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.